Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday to you. Every Monday and Friday from now on, we'll be talking to Bernie Miklas. He's now part of the team here at KMOX. Very happy to have him back. He joins us now. Hello, Bern.
Hey, what's going on, my man? Everything good?
Everything's good. Having a good day. It's my birthday. Yes, I just turned 60 today.
Happy birthday, man. Well, you're a youngster compared to some of us.
It's not feeling that way. I feel like it's my first day in old guy school.
You know, all kidding aside, I never worried about specific birthdays. It never bothered me. People be like, well, you're turning 40. So what? You're turning 50. I don't feel any different. You turned 60. Okay, well, whatever. When I turned 65 earlier this year, I got to admit, I try to be really honest. I started just kind of like, you know, silently brood over it and, you know, just think like, well, how much time do I have left? My goodness, this, wow, I'm 65. It's the first birthday that ever like kind of bugged me or made me like think about the future of mankind, this man in particular.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. 50 was a little thing. It's a cute thing. Oh, you're 50. And then I realized that when you're 50 something, you're just invisible. No one cares, which was nice. I liked it.
It's cool.
And I feel like it's going to be the same thing that once I get past today, and like, I think Rach asked me today, how are you going to feel turning 61? I think I'll feel fine. I think I'll feel invisible. Visible and good until probably 70.
Well, you know, first of all, you'll probably get notices in a couple of years. Hey, you're eligible for Social Security. Hey, don't forget about Medicare. You know, here's how you apply. You know, no, so you'll look forward to all of that stuff. Trust me. Or actually, you won't look forward to all that stuff.
You know, the weird thing, Bern, is just I'm not saying I'm any smarter than anyone else. I'm just a deeper thinker and kind of existentialist. And it's just weird that it happens. It's just weird that in this thing called life, you're 10 years old and then you're 28, then you're 65. It's just my mom passed away a month ago. Yesterday was her 97th birthday. She was nine. Wow. I mean, it's just weird.
This is hardly an original thought on this. I find that once you get a certain age, and I can't tell you what the age is exactly, but I just know it's started to impact me, and it's crazy because it's obviously not true. But it seems like time goes by a lot faster.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, my wife said the other day or last week, wherever, she said, boy, we're almost, you know, into Halloween season or whatever, and, or, you know, not going to be too far from that. And then that leads to Thanksgiving and so on and so forth. And I remember thinking, like, gosh, where the heck did this year go?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just seems to the hourglass seems to be running fast. That's all I'm trying to say. It's my imagination. It's obviously not factual.
I have such a specific memory, probably being about 8, 9, 10 years old. And summer vacation, which back then was the all-American way. It was Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's the way we liked it. But it was forever. Like, when you got out of school in late May, you didn't think about going back. That's a lifetime from now. I miss those days.
Yeah, it really is. Well, listen, man, happy 60th.
Thank you, buddy. I hope you're doing
something fun this weekend, tonight, or across the weekend, anything special planned. Just have a great time.
Going to the game.
And savor. Hey, that's good. And listen, man, I'm going to get all corny with you now.
Yeah,
we don't know each other that well, but I feel like I can be corny with you. You know what? Make sure you kind of lean back or put your feet up or something and feel good or feel blessed or feel fortunate about the life you've led, but also the wonderful career that you've built for yourself. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that you should be proud of. So
give
yourself some time to kind of like feel a little good about yourself.
I tell you, you know how this is. You've been a very well-known person for a long time, and you do kind of get used to it. But especially a month or so ago when my mom was passing, we had thousands of people reach out online. And for my birthday today, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people come in and wish me happy birthday. People don't... that's so special. Not many people get that. And this is what we do for a living, and being in the studio is like being in my kitchen table. It's no longer intimidating or, you know, weird. But being a known person and having people who have never met you care about you is something to be really thankful for.
No doubt about it. I've had a million examples of this, and it's humbling, and I'm being sincere when I say it's humbling. Because I just consider myself a guy who's a grinder. I write a lot of columns, I do a lot of talking, I do podcasts, I do YouTube. You know, I just like go, 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 go. I never lean back and say, boy, people really like me, or boy, I've meant a lot to their lives. I've never felt that way because I'm just too busy working. Plus, I don't want to take myself too seriously. But there was a time, there's been other times, but there was one time in the Post-Dispatch put out a collection of my columns. And I agreed to do some book signings. And I'll never forget, my wife and I went out to West County Mall, and like there was this huge, huge line. And I was just taken aback by it. And I was also taken aback and very deeply touched by the fact people were like bringing me gifts. Like, we're like, well, we know that you grew up in Baltimore as a Colts fan. You know, this belonged to my father. You know, this was a Colts hat. This was a Colts bobblehead. I know he would want you to have it. And I'm like, my gosh,
yeah.
This is just incredible. It's an amazing thing that people are so generous and that you've made them happy, I guess is the way to put it.
And humbling is the perfect word. It just anyone who takes that and isn't humbled by it, you're missing something, or you got something extra that you shouldn't have. Yeah. You know,
no doubt. Now you got the right attitude about this. You don't need my approval, but it's pretty obvious to me that you get it.
Thank you, buddy.
That's the slogan for the show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is, right?
Right? Isn't that funny? That happened the first week. You guys, Bernie, you'll remember, oh God, what was it called? It was a flame board for radio and probably still exists. And back in 2000, I was the new fresh meat and people were just going off on me and I was just reading it like crazy. And I went on the air and I said, you know, and this is like my first week on the air. I said, if I'm at a table with 10 people and I say something I think is funny, two people will get it. They'll think it's funny, and eight people will stare at me like I have three heads. And the very next person who called said, hey, Dave, I get it. And for years, it was like billboards and T-shirts, and then Glenn Beck tried to steal it from me. Yeah, he told everyone who called, like, say that I get it. And his people who knew me were like, you can't steal Glover's catchphrase, for the love of God.
No.
So
dirty thief.
And I'm sitting here just throwing out there, Dave, you get it. I had no idea.
Yeah, we haven't used it in a long time. We'll get to the Cardinals. Let's talk football. Boy, last night's about as good of an opener as you're going to get.
You know, the game was raggedy, which is not uncommon, but I tell you what, it had a fantastic ending with, the Ravens succumbing by half a toe, mm-hmm. That would have been amazing to see what would have happened after that. Harbaugh was the coach of the Ravens, was going to go for two. And, you know, my impression watching the game is that there's two things. First of all, as good as Lamar Jackson, and he's really, really good. He's won two MVPs. His record speaks for itself. He can't beat Patrick Mahomes. I think he's like 1-5 now against Mahomes. And the other thing is, even though the numbers are fine and you look at all the stats, you know, Patrick Mahomes played well. The Chiefs played well. That's kind of judging it by mere mortal standards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Chiefs won a tough game when they weren't all that crisp or all that sharp, and we all know that there are better performances in them still to come.
Yeah,
that's how great this team is. You know, they can play their B game and still beat an A level team.
Yeah,
yep.
And it's pretty special. It really is.
The thing I love about Mahomes is what everyone loves about Mahomes, especially guys, because he plays the pro game the way we played when we were 12 years old in a field. The way he throws sidearm and the way he scrambles. That's how we all know how that feels. We all did that with a Nerf ball. He just does it in the pros.
He is. And Andy Reid, there was a great story in The Athletic about this. I mean, you know, Mahomes is Andy Reid, when he was scouting him at Texas Tech, he saw or looking at tape, I should say, he saw Mahomes one time do a behind the back pass during a game, and he always remembered it. And then when they began their together is right up top with the greatest quarterback coach combination in league history, along with Belichick and Brady, a couple others we could mention. Andy Reid never forgot it, and he told Mahomes, you know, you have a really wonderful innate sense of like what you're capable of doing and doing stuff that's out there. But you're confident in it, and you know you've mastered it. So he said, listen, man, you do what you want, like instinctive plays.
Yeah.
If you think there's a chance to do something that the rest of the world would look at and say, but my gosh, what is he doing? It works like 90% of the time. And the one thing he told him to do was like, hey, don't ever hesitate to throw behind the back pass. Cause I see,
it's cool.
I see you do it in practice and you got it nailed down. So go ahead, you know, be free. Don't worry about being limited. Yeah. Pretty special.
Yeah. He's the perfect example too, Bernie, of why even elite athletes who have big futures in one sport should play multiple sports. Mm-hmm. You can see the baseball background in him. Obviously, his dad was a major league player, but Patrick Mahomes was a really good baseball player too and could have gone that route. You can see that he was a middle infielder. You could see that he played shortstop. The way that he does the back behind the back flips, the way that he throws on the run and can change angles, that doesn't happen if you don't have the experience in multiple sports.
No, and his footwork's tremendous too.
Yeah.
And he, like the real great ones, and this would apply to any sport that he chose to play, pressure does not faze him. In fact, he loves pressure. You know, he's so smart. He's so poised. He's so under control in terms of his temperament and his confidence level. That's kind of that is a deadly guy in terms of an athlete. It's just like, you know, you go ahead and try to take his heart away. I don't think you're going to be able to do it. You may beat him every now and then, like Joe Burrow did that one time, but it's like, you know, good luck trying to win the battle of the mind and heart against this guy.
So sticking with sports, my son, Nick, who's a Mizzou grad, was so excited about being number 9. You feel like that's about right? You feel like it was generous, or were we a number 9 team?
I think it's all going to shake out, and that's not a cop-out because, you know, there are times I do think, well, I don't know if they're number 9, and I see some of the teams behind them, but it really doesn't matter at this point. I like the fact that, you know, as they launched the season, they were in a good spot, really good spot to where if they win and win and win, they don't have to move up that much. They're going to be in great shape. But in terms of reaffirmation of how good they are, then, you know, that's going to come during the season, and I think Saturday won't be much of a test, but a week from Saturday, you know, Mizzou will host Boston College.
Yeah.
And Boston College is actually a heck of a lot better than people thought they were. And that's one of those games where unrealistic or crazy to think that Boston College could come in here and sneak out a win. And that'll be a good test for Mizzou. It's the kind of test that's good for them. It will be good for them if they survive it and if they get past a trap game. Trap game. Sorry.
Yeah. And then, honestly, Bernie, I mean, Vanderbilt right after that's no gimme. They looked they looked pretty good. And that quarterback, Pavia, looks like he's a dangerous dude.
He is. And I do think Van, they have a good coach. I think Vandy's going to be a step up from where they normally are. I mean, and that's at least one step up. So, yeah, and it's not easy. I think we've talked about this, and it's not easy where all of a sudden, you know, you come from a program that's had some moments and, you know, the back-to-back SEC titles in 2013-14, and then, you know, you kind of fade away, and you're not bad, but you're just kind of average. Then all of a sudden you put together this dream season, and the great news is it gets all your fans and all of the money people and everyone fired up.
Yeah.
The one thing that goes with that, though, is like everybody on that schedule is like, oh, the Hotshot Tigers. Oh, they're the new power, huh?
Right.
Okay. Oh, you're a top 10 team. Okay. You're going to get our best shot. I mean, they will get everyone's best shot. And that's something they're going to have to show that they can deal with.
Let's spend the last couple of minutes talking about the Cardinals series with the Mariners. What do we need to know about them?
Well, they're very similar to the Cardinals in terms of record. I mean, they made a run. They were top of the division for a while. They've kind of subsided. They struggle on offense. It's a lot of, you know, it's very similar in a lot of ways, and they've got probably an easier path to the playoffs, but I haven't looked at it as far as what their playoff probability is. But with the Cardinals, it's all about, they got to win every game. I mean, you can't win every game, of course.
Right.
But my point is that you can't afford to like have a bad series. I mean, you're just going to have to put together. I'm not going to hold them to what happened in 2021 because they had a great offense at that time where they won 17 in a row. But, you know, with 22 games left, you're going to have to win 17, 18 of them to give yourself a chance. And I think Seattle's a really good test to get started because they're a respectable team and they have good pitching and they can come in here and beat you 2 out of 3 if you don't do your job.
Brent, let's take just a minute. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but the news came this afternoon, too, that there's already a change in the Cardinals front office, and it's not totally unexpected, but Gary LaRocque is stepping down and retiring. He's 71. He's been with the team, I think, since 2008, so he's been around for 16, 17 years, and overall has a tremendous track record of success at developing players, but clearly player development is an area where we expected some change, and now we're starting to see kind of where this is going to go.
I'm with you that he did a heck of a job for a long time. And one of the reasons he did a heck of a job for a long time is that the Cardinals were very good about drafting and developing, especially pitchers. Yeah. And they kind of lost their touch with that. And that's something that they're going to have to regain. But I have to say, I do take this. I could be wrong. I do take this as like, well, if there's going to be a shakeup, this is the first move, you know, and because Chaim Bloom has been studying everything about the organization, including the minor leagues. And I'm not saying Chaim Bloom said, well, we got to get this guy out of here. I'm not saying that at all. But I think everybody assumes there's going to be changes. And am I being hasty to tie this into that, the anticipated change that's coming to the Cardinals organization? I don't think so, but we'll find out.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Pal. So our boss, Steve Moore, is out of town in D.C. at a radio conference, and he called me today. We're buddies, and we work hand in glove with KMOX and trying to get it to the next level. And it's my 60th birthday today, but he'd obviously forgotten. And what he led with was, so are you freaked out that Rachel's going to Japan?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Just because I'll be gone, I guess?
Yeah, that's what he led with. He's like, you freaking out? I was like, it wasn't until you said it.
Like, I am now.
That's too funny.
I'm like, I'm 60 today.
You're like, hello. Here's my birthday call.
Hint, hint.
So are you freaking out?
No, I feel weirdly calm because it doesn't feel like it's actually happening next week. Like, I've been looking forward to it. So you guys know I've been driving you crazy telling you, like, my phone countdown is like, oh, it's 75 days. And you guys are all like, we don't care. But now that it's actually close, it doesn't feel real. So just kind of a weird thing.
What's the best bite of food you've had in Japan?
That's a great question. Probably like just like a really good shrimp tempura. And you put some salt on it. And
it's not the teriyaki burger?
The teriyaki McBurger from McDonald's is really, really good. Yes, it is worth the trip. I'm not even being sarcastic. Like, if you told me, like, you'll be in Japan for 2 weeks and all you can eat is McDonald's, I'd be like, okay, deal. It's really good over there.
Is everything nice?
Yeah, everything's nice. Everything's clean. There's not very, like in Tokyo, there's not very many trash cans. So you would think it would be dirty, like people are littering everywhere. But no, for the most part, like everyone cleans up after themselves.
they're grown-ups.
Yeah, they're adults.
Yeah.
And everyone,
yeah. We're like, is it clean?
We're like 10-year-olds. throw it in the street.
You know what's really cool is like you get on the train and everyone's just so quiet. Like everyone just keeps to themselves. You can go a whole day if you want without speaking really to anyone. Because no one's gonna really like strike up a conversation with you. Everyone just kind of doing their own thing, which is good and bad. I mean, they have like kind of a loneliness problem over there too, because that's kind of the culture.
Yeah.
But if you just want like that solitary experience, it's really, really nice.
I like the whole not throwing trash on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I just picture being like Disney.
Yeah, like how it gets, like there must be like cast members somewhere cleaning everything.
And there is Tokyo Disney. And if I was a Disney person at all, I would want to go. But I'm just like, I don't know. I'll leave that for the other folks. But it does seem really, really fun. I mean, if you think about the society as kind of like a Disney and then there's actually a Disney within the Disney. It's pretty neat.
Now we're getting existential.
Yeah.
The Disney within a Disney.
But we'll miss you.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
No, you won't.
Yeah. Oh, darn. Okay.
That's what they all say. You're leaving Monday.
I'll just take those days off.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? Days off leading into a vacation?
Oh.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.